And now, back to brainstorming with Billy.
A perfectly good brain wasted.
Now, here's your host, Billy the Brain.
My next guest believes in the wisdom of the marketplace, specifically the Google sphere. She's the creator of Google's Webmaster Central and is a former Google spokesperson. She'll explain marketing in the age of Google. If you want to join in the conversation, you can always call us at 805-639-0008. Vanessa Fox is a search engine optimization expert. She's a writer, consultant. She's best known for her work creating Google Webmaster Central and as a Google spokesperson. Google Webmaster Central is a set of tools, educational materials, and a community to advise webmasters on how to best have their sites listed on Google and to help solve problems that they might have with the way Google indexes their pages. Vanessa is a prominent technology blogger and marketing consultancy with an emphasis on search. Additionally, she's an entrepreneur in residence for Ignition Partners, a Seattle, Washington-based venture capital firm. Welcome to the show, Vanessa. How are you today?
Thanks a lot. I'm doing great. How are you?
Well, I am terrific and glad to have you as a guest on the show. The book that you have is written, it's Marketing in the Age of Google. The subtitle is very provocative. Your online strategy is your business strategy. What do you mean by that, Vanessa?
That's right. So I think that today all business really operates online. And when you look at the consumer behavior, everyone really uses search engines these days when they're trying to find out information, whether they're researching a product or looking to buy a product, or really, you know, anything along those lines. So I really think that any business these days, really a big part of their strategy has to do with their online strategy. And so if they don't have one, I think that speaks a lot as well, because it means that they're just not being visible for a large percentage of their potential customers.
All right, and that makes sense if you're a large multinational or even a national or regional company and you have that national and regional presence. But what about small companies that are geographically based? I'm talking about hair salons, tire shops, car repair places, home repairs, that sort of thing. How is that true for these smaller companies?
You know, I think in some ways it's even more true for them. When you look at how people look for local businesses, there's been a lot of interesting research that's come out. One is that people are much more likely to look online when they're looking for local businesses than they are to look at their, like, the Yellow Pages that might come to their door, right?
Well, newsflash for you, Vanessa. The Yellow Pages are dead. They've been dead for a number of years. There's no reason to go out and kill all those trees, but go on.
Well, sure, exactly. And so if people aren't using those, what they mostly do is they turn online. They might look at local search engines such as Google Places, or they might just do a search. So from that perspective, certainly it's very, very important for a local business to be visible for local search. But even beyond that, there has been a lot of studies that have come out that have said that even when people buy locally, they're likely to research online before they buy locally. And so, again, you want to have, you know, the presence there. But the types of businesses that you're talking about certainly should not only make sure that they have a website, but make sure that, you know, they have a local places page with Google, that they have a Bing Maps page, you know, all of those things to make sure that they're there for people.
All right. We're talking to Vanessa Scott, who's the author of the book, Marketing in the Age of Google. I loved your book for a number of different reasons, but Vanessa, your book is filled with valuable factoids. And this one was the most surprising to me, and business owners need to pay attention to this one. You said that searchers on Google, that organic searches are 85% of the searches that are done online, and that means that only 15% are pay-per-click searches. And I found that astonishing, because so many companies are spending money on paid search for only a 15% chance of being clicked through. What's the dynamic going on there?
Yeah, that's absolutely right. So we find that when people search, it really depends on the type of search that they do. If they're doing a commercial type of a query where they're specifically looking to buy something, then up to 50% of the time they'll look at the paid search results, but 100% of the time they'll look at the unpaid or organic results. So certainly in terms of visibility, everyone is looking at the unpaid. Up to 50% are looking at it, you know, like I say, if it's a commercial type of a query. If they're doing a more of a research type of a query, much less than 50% of people are looking at the paid search results. And then, like you say, only 15% of searchers will interact with those paid search results. So, you know, as you say, 85% of people are going to be going to those unpaid search results. So it's really important to be there for sure.
Well, as a business person and now as a business author, what do you extrapolate from that information? If you are a business owner, what would you be guiding the business owner in this case to do?
So, you know, the most important thing, I think, is that I think a lot of business owners don't realize that all of the search data is available for them free of charge. So there are people doing millions of searches a day, right? So we know exactly what people are looking for, exactly what they're interested in. And mm-hmm. so you can just go to any of the tools that are out there that the search engines provide, put in, you know, your topic of interest, what your business is about, and you can find out exactly what kinds of questions that your customers have, exactly what kind of things that they're looking for, what kind of products that they want. And so that really enables you to understand your audience much, much better, and it lets you make sure that your website solves their problems, answers their, you know, all of their questions, and then you can really engage with them at that search box, which is where they're going to start their search for information. And so it's just such a wealth of information that's available that a lot of people just don't know is out there.
Sure, and you so blithely went over that, Vanessa. Let's talk about some of those tools that are there. You mentioned Google Insight for search, Google Trends, Compete, or some of the others. What are some of the other tools that are there? And let's talk about each of them individually.
Yeah, so Insights for Search is a great place to start, I think, because it gives you a high level. It's, you know, just google.com/insights/search. And all of the tools I have linked from my website, which is just marketingintheageofgoogle.com. There's a list of all of the keyword research stuff that's available out there. But yeah, so Insights for Search, what that will let you do is you can put in several words and do a comparison to see what people are searching for most often. So, for instance, say you're a real estate agent, you could see, well, do people most often search for real estate? Do they search for houses for sale? Do they search for homes for sale? You know, you can just kind of get a sense. And then that's going to not only give you search volumes and the related types of things that people are searching for, but it's also going to give you information regionally. So you can look at a state, a country, a city, a metro area, and then so you can really dive in and look at that over time. And so that's a great one to start with. What's
right.
going to give you, too, is all of these related searches that you may not know people are searching for.
All right. Before we leave Insight for Search by Google, let's talk about that on a regional level. So if I wanted to know how many people are searching for talk radio hosts in Ventura, California, Insight for Search would allow me to do that?
That's right.
Okay. How do
that's
I do
right.
it?
You can see, you know, the difference of people searching there versus searching in L.A. or searching in Seattle.
Okay. Sounds good. Now, another one that we talked about, Google Trends. What's the difference between Insight for Search and Trends?
So the Trends is, I think, not quite as valuable as Insights for Search, but what that will let you do is just let you see a snapshot for right now what people are searching for the most. And so if you have some kind of a topical area where you want to see kind of what's spiking right now, then that's a good place to go. What I use that for a lot is every year, you know, the Super Bowl is coming up.
Mm-hmm.
And every year for the Super Bowl, I watch the commercials and then I do an analysis of if that caused people to search more all of the Super Bowl ads. And then I look to see if the advertisers who spent all this money on these ads are actually visible in search. And so I use the Trends report to see which of the ads are causing search spikes. And it's really interesting because you see huge spikes with certain you know, advertisers once they advertise in the Super Bowl.
Now, does that lead to dollars for these advertisers? Does your research go so far as to extend? Does that bump their sales at all?
Well, certainly, and it's interesting because some of them aren't really thinking of search. You know, they're doing an ad and they're expecting that people either go into the store or go to their website. And so a lot of them will spend millions of dollars on these ads and they won't be visible in search at all. And so when you look at the spikes, you see that it's caused tons of people to search for their products and they're not found at all. So there's a lot of lost opportunity that I find when I do this analysis as well.
That is a tragedy. We're talking to Vanessa Fox, everybody, author of the book Marketing in the Age of Google, Your Online Strategy is Your Business Strategy. What are some of those other tools that you reference in your book, Vanessa?
know, I think that one of the most valuable is the Google AdWords, the keyword tool available there, and that can be kind of misleading because people assume that they need an AdWords account and need to do paid search in order to access that information, but actually they don't. You don't need to have an account or login or anything. You just go to the Google AdWords reporting tool and put in, you know, the words that you think are relevant for your business, and it'll give you a list of a couple hundred of the queries that people do related to that. And so that can be really interesting because it can tell you, you know, like I say, all of the questions that people are asking around a topic or all of the related types of queries that they do around a topic, and it's going to tell you the number of searches done per month, so you can sort that by volume, so you can find out what are really the important things that people are searching for, you know, say like, you know, 1,000 people versus the things that maybe only 5 people are searching for.
All right, great. Now, Vanessa, you've written this wonderful book about how you go about marketing in the Google age. So give us the formula for building a successful online strategy. What would you advise people to do?
So I think the most important thing is just to think about the fact that many people are searching now. It's just become a ubiquitous part of our lives, and so we sometimes overlook it. And so really, you know, understanding that most of your customers are searching, really using all the data that's available to find out exactly what they're looking for. And then the key there, once you have that information, is to say, okay, how can I really solve these problems or answer these questions? And if you really build out your website to really answer those questions, you have such more engagement with the consumer. It's much easier to be visible in search results. And that's really the key, is looking at your website and saying, does my website really answer their questions, solve their problems? Is everything really here? And so, you know, that's really the key. And I think the other thing, of course, is thinking about your business goals. So once you answer their question, does that page also give them a reason to stay on the site and then do the things that are actually going to make you money?
What we used to call stickiness in the old days. Well, now,
for sure.
Vanessa, this is good. You've been talking about websites and certainly about search and Google in particular, but let's look beyond that, and you're somewhat of a futurist yourself. What comes next? What is it beyond Google? What is it beyond online search that you think is going to be the next big thing business owners need to pay attention to?
Oh, my goodness. Well, you know, what's really heated up now is mobile. I have to say that it's gotten to the point where really everyone has a smartphone, you know, not only the techies, but really everyone, particularly, you know, with the iPhone now and with all the Android phones. And so now people use their mobile phone just like they would use the internet in the past. And so I think for local businesses in particular, this can become really important because as you drive around, you know, you might want to be like, well, where's a restaurant that's close by, or, you know, whatever sort of you're looking for. And so really thinking about how you can engage people that are that have mobile devices, I think, is going to be something that's coming up. And there's some really cool things that are happening with mobile devices where it's really like the future. Like with Google, they have this goggles product, you know, where you can take a picture of, say, a menu in another language, and it'll show it to you in English. You can scan, you know, the cover of a book, and it'll pull up, you know, Amazon reviews. Like, there's all of this really neat stuff that's starting to happen with mobile. So I think that's going to be an interesting one to watch.
Vanessa, do you see couponing going mobile with this? Or do you think that we're going to drive by or walk by a pizza joint, and all of a sudden it's going to transmit a coupon to us for their food, their pizza? Hello, Vanessa, are you there? Hello, Vanessa. Oh, we seem to have lost Vanessa. We'll try to get her back on the line. But we've been talking to Vanessa Fox, everybody. Marketing in the Age of Google, your online strategy is your business strategy.